Chapter 3. Who Killed Anthony?
I'm going to kill him one day, man, I swear. I'm going to kill him. He thinks I forgot, but I haven't forgotten at all.
This kind of babble went on all the time. After a while, it went in one ear and right out of the other. For some people, hearing a statement like that one could set off some alarm bells, but not on the streets of Baltimore.
If I had a donut, for every time I heard someone in the streets telling me that they were going to kill someone else, I probably could open a bakery.
In an attempt at bravado, a lot of guys in the streets blow smoke like that without starting a fire. Usually, by the end of the day, they've forgotten all about their urge to commit murder. But in some instances, well, you just never know.
You punks better get the hell from in front of my grandmother's house selling that garbage.
Anthony would always give the local street hustlers grief for selling drugs in front of his grandmother's home. He felt like any good grandson would, that this was disrespectful to the elderly woman, who only wanted to live in peace. Ironic, coming from one of Baltimore's most infamous movers and shakers in the drug business, Anthony was one of the sleekest hustlers I've ever known to pound the pavements of Baltimore. It was almost like he invented this game. Anthony was more like a businessman, like a Donald Trump, but without the blondes hanging around. Often, he would be dressed in a business suit as he surveyed his illegal empire. He never wore gold chains or watches, or anything like that, should they draw attention. Don't get me wrong, he was a little flashy, but in a very different way. People either loved him or hated him. But either way you sliced it, he was well respected throughout the city. Anthony was the proud owner of three huge dogs that were anything but a man's best friend. They were vicious and ready to attack in the blink of an eye. Two of them were Rottweilers, and the other was a giant pit bull terrier with a beautiful white coat of fur. Getting too close to them was not a good idea. He had a kennel built on the side of his grandmother's house to secure the monsters. He didn't approve of dog fighting, even though his could have ripped a man's throat out. He loved these dogs far too much to turn them into killers. Anthony spent thousands of dollars caring for these mammoth beings he regarded as pets. For a small fee, Uncle Rob used to take care of them when Anthony was out of town on business. He was different from all of the other hustlers. Most of the guys in the game were loud, flashy, and not very bright.